On October 8th, the WNED-TV studios will host NPR's Family Matters, a conversation that invites listeners to ask questions of some of the financial experts and reporters heard frequently on NPR. That group would include Michelle Singletary, with a column that is featured in over 100 newspapers. She's a writer, financial planner, a much-sought-after speaker.
Would you mind if I called you a guru? Would that bother you?
I would be honored.
That sense of humor is part of an appeal that makes her approachable. That affability, however, does not deter from her seriousness when it comes to important topics like college debt.
I personally think it's the next housing crisis. When you look at the overall outstanding debt, it's already over $1 trillion. That's with a T.
She suggests preemptive action on the matter by managing your students' expectations long in advance.
So then at that point, you have to say, you know, before they get to high school, really, even, listen, sweetie, we just don't have the money to send you, you know, carte blanche to any college you apply to. So maybe you do have to go to community college for 2 years and then transfer to a four-year university. Maybe you got to work a couple years and together we can try to save to send you the college.
And on this matter, she can speak from personal experience. Her daughter dreamed of attending the University of North Carolina, but the extra cost of going to college out of their home state of Maryland eliminated that possibility. She has gone on to attend the University of Maryland instead, which was a much better financial fit, one without any student debt.
Now, 2 years later, she absolutely loves Maryland. I mean, she is all red and it's wonderful. And see, that showed me right there that she's going to make it anywhere.
Michelle Singletary speaks with similar ease on all financial topics, including retirement, of course. She advises to save early, save often, but also has a message for those who may be appreciating that wisdom 30 years too late.
There are those people, though, who don't have all that much time and they don't have all that much savings. Do you have thoughts for them?
I do. I do not subscribe to so many financial experts who want to scare them to death. Oh, you! I don't know what you're going to do. Because what is the option? You are going to live. I mean, the life expectancy is increasing for both men and women. If you are physically able, it may mean working through your 60s, maybe right up into 70 or through your 70s. If that's the only way to try to build up a savings, then embrace that. If you are not able to continue working, then you might have to think, okay, where am I going to live? Perhaps if I've got a home, I can bring in a roommate, maybe another older adult, relative or friend who is in the same predicament as I am, and we can share the housing costs.
I'm sure you're hearing from everybody about the stock market. What are your thoughts regarding what's been happening and how investors should approach it?
I'm not one to tell people not to panic because I just don't think that that's helpful to folks because absolutely you're going to be worried. This is your retirement money. But I think this time when the market is going crazy is your opportunity to understand what you're doing with your investment dollars. When you are in a 401k, have you been opening up those statements that you get on a quarterly basis and at the end of the year? Because over time, you're still going to do better by investing because your money has got to keep pace with inflation, and it's not going to do that in a simple savings account.
Financial expert Michelle Singletary will be at NPR's Family Matters at the WNED-TV studios on October 8th. For more information, go to WBFO.org. Michelle, again, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.